Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say, but call us on that Delhi number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional across the bill of country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong, your mob, 1-800-422-416.
I can lead you astray. Refresh your spirit in your own cooey ways. Cooey love, plump all your mother, father, sister, and brother. Cooey ways, sharing, caring, each one for the other. Cooey people, I'm pretty leaking us all to each other. Cooey love, cooey life, cooey ways. Cooey love, cooey love, cooey love. Cooey love, love for your mother, father, sister and brother. Cooey ways, sharing, caring, each one for the other. Cooey people, I'm spirit leaking, it's all to each other. Cooey love, cooey life, cooey ways. Cooey love, cooey love, cooey love. Get together, start having fun. Cooey love,
love for your mother, father, sister, and brother.
Cooey ways, share and care,
each one for the other.
Cooey people, one spirit linking us all to each other. Cooey love, cooey life, cooey ways. Cooey love, cooey love, cooey love.
Cooey love, love for your mother, father, sister and brother.
Cooey ways,
sharing, caring, each one for the other.
Cooey people,
one spirit linking us all to each other.
Cooey love, cooey life, cooey ways.
Hey,
love. It's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and I'm coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. All right, now we're going to catch up a yarn now. Professor Reuben Bolt, CDU, CASDA, the Community Down University, Deputy Vice Chancellor, First Nations Leadership, and the Charles Darwin University. We do have Professor Reuben on the line. Professor, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. And before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yes, I'm from a little community called Wreck Bay on the south coast, about 3 hours south of Sydney on Yuin Country.
Yes, fantastic. And look, congratulations. I'm joining the Council of Experts to offer advice to the Prime Minister and Cabinet and science, technology, issues facing Australia. So tell us about this role, and First Nation man, first one to do it, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Look, it's a it's a council, and the National Science and Technology Council, and the Prime Minister is the chair and co-chair, actually, with Minister Husic. And it's it was announced last week, and we've got our first meeting next week.
Okay, fantastic. So, how does it? How do they set that up? I mean, do you have to apply for a position to be a committee member, or were you approached? Tell us that.
Yeah, I think it was a nomination process. So the minister's office got in contact with me last year, and said I'd been nominated if I was interested in serving on the council.
And how long has the council been operating for?
Oh, gee, that's a good question.
You've been the first, hence my question. You've been the first. Well, how long did it take to have a First Nation person at the table?
That's a very good question. I'll need to find that out.
Yeah, sure. But, I mean, the fact that you're there, you're holding the flag, but then you're a man that's capable. You're a person that's capable.
Yeah, look, I mean, I suppose the thing that's really important from my perspective is that Indigenous knowledge, Indigenous perspectives inform, obviously, who I am and where I come from, and I'll be able to take that to the council.
Good, no, fantastic. And Professor, in what industry, Reuben?
What do you mean, in terms of my
background? Your studies, your background,
Yeah, look, I've been here at CDU now for about 4 years. I've basically, I did my PhD in microsociology on Aboriginal identity.
Yes.
I've used narrative methods, done some study, quite a few qualitative studies. We did a study on young people and sex and health in southeast Sydney. We did a COVID study. So a lot of it for me is really about how you engage with First Nations peoples and make sure that that engagement is meaningful, is robust, and that you're able to build a rapport.
Well, that education and that studies will help at the council table, I would think, in more ways than one.
Yeah. Look, it's the committee has a range of different members, and we all bring our own kind of perspectives, I'll be drawing a lot on my history.
Yes.
But the fact is, I've actually worked in Darwin, in terms of First Nations issues here at Charles Darwin University, and a lot of our work is around the strategy and how we're going to make a difference in communities. And obviously, that experience over the last 4 years is really going to inform some of the perspectives.
Congratulations, and leading from the front, my friend, and that's what it's all about. And making a new platform for First Nation people, set a pathway for further down the track for the council. But it's fantastic to have a First Nation person at the table, and congratulations. Enjoy that journey, Professor Reuben, and we'll be in touch, my friend.
Yeah, thank you. Look, we've got our first meeting next week. They've called it a deep dive, a two-hour meeting. Hmm. I'll find out a lot more when I get there.
Deep dive, yeah. Put the scuba tank on your back. Enjoy the depth.
I reckon.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Diddly-yarn there, the Professor Reuben Bolt, First Nation man, and Charles Darwin University Deputy Vice Chancellor of First Nation Leadership. And he's joining the council, and that's the Executive Council, experts to offer advice to the Prime Minister and Cabinet on science and technology issues facing Australia. And the Deputy Vice Chancellor of First Nation Leadership, Professor Reuben Bolt, has been appointed to join the National Science and Technology Council, NSTC. So fantastic, leading from the front and making another pathway there for First Nation people. Have you saying yarn up strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what get on your mouth? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black.
Took me a while to understand. The thought of loving you thrills me. To wake up with you, treasure each moment with you, knowing it's that feeling I miss when we're apart. The smile on your face, the sound of your laughter, the smell of your hair. Oh, I just can't get enough,
can't get enough.
Never get enough,
never get enough of your love.
Your love is all that I want,
all that I need.
While you're here, we'll cuddle tonight. Before you leave again, we'll do the best we can to ease the pain when you're away. Sweet embrace, your kiss can turn my day right around. You opened my heart, saved me from loneliness. I simply live for you, I only breathe for you. I can't get enough of your love. Your love is all that I want. You're away from me. Oh, it's the little things that make me feel the way I feel for you. The tiny things you do, your caring ability, oh, your quirks and clumsiness, and your passion and emotion. The only thing I need to say, I'll miss you when you've gone away from me. Stay with me tonight. I'll do the best I can. Your love is all that I want, all that I need. While you're
Yeah, it's called Human Love, Coloured Stone, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong, your mob, all ears here. We're going to jump straight into it. Which Way Yarning, that's our next segment, and that's with the Edmonton Police. And look, proudly sponsored by Pocone, and that's IGA, Brinsmead, and Edmonton. And they give us a box of fruit here at Bummer Bipper Media. Healthy living, healthy lifestyle. Chew on a banana rather than a Mars bar. And living the good life. And thank you very much to Pocone's IGA. Edmonton Police, we've got Stephen Grant here, PLO, Police Liaison Officer. He brought a couple of bodyguards with him. We also got Adam Frew, who's the Acting Sergeant, Cross Cultural Unit, and also got Deadly Sister from Stephen Island, and that's the TIPSO, Torres Strait Island Police Liaison Officer, Millie Stevens. And a very good morning to you all. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for coming, guys. We'll start with Millie first. She's prettier than you two boys. Millie Stevens, thank you, sis, for coming to the program. Who your mob were you from, sis?
So I'm from Stephen Island and Darnley.
my grandparents' last name is Stephen and grandmother Baker. But yeah, so I'm from the eastern part of the Torres Strait.
Yes, well, we got connection there, Darnley Island, sister.
Oh, yeah.
That means I can borrow a bucket off you. Yeah. Connection that way. Thank you, my sister. Good on you. And how long have you been a police liaison officer?
So I've been a police liaison officer for a year.
A year. How are you enjoying it?
I love it. Good. Challenging, personal growth as well. Something different. Being down here is different to up there, though. Like,
sure.
Up there, I work with my own people.
Yes.
But as if down here, there's like a wide range of
people from all different cultures. So you're down here doing a bit of training for your job?
I'm down here for a bit. I've got a third one on the way, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Baba.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. All right, thank you. Okay, so beautiful. And two more, then you got a basketball team.
Don't
jump too early. Thank you, my sister. Over to Stephen Grant, Police Liaison Officer with Edmonton Police. Who your mob were you from?
Me? I'm a proud Jitterbug boy from the tropical rainforest of the Cardwell, Tully, Mission Beach, Ravenso areas.
The wettest towns in Australia.
Correct.
There you go, brother. Get that gum boots off. And over to Adam Frew, Acting Sergeant Cross Cultural Unit. Who's Adam Frew, brother?
Yeah, how going? I'm a Kiwi, actually, so...
Oh,
Come
over from the ditch?
Yeah, come over from the ditch.
Did you switch the light off?
Yeah.
It's
nice and warm here in Cairns, so I was just back in New Zealand last week, so it was very cold, so good to be back into the warmth.
And good to see you, my brother.
Yeah, thank you.
So while I got you here, Acting Sergeant Cross Cultural Unit. So tell us about this Cross Cultural Unit and the job you do there.
Yeah, so the Cross Cultural Unit, we're the Cross Cultural Unit of the district, the Far North District, which covers basically Cardwell up to the Torres Strait, out to Croydon and back to the sea. So I'm a what they call a cross-cultural liaison officer, and we also have another cross-cultural liaison officer based in Thursday Island, and he looks after all the TIPSOs throughout the Torres Strait. So there's two parts to the cultural unit as such in our district, Far North Queensland. So in Cairns we've got about eight police liaison officers, and then we've got another 32 police liaison officers spread out between Cardwell up to Bamaga, basically.
So when we're talking culture, we're talking different nationalities, are we?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we've got multicultural as well. So in Cairns, we've got Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander, Chinese and Japanese police liaison officers.
Okay, yep.
We're soon to, in the near future, have add African, Bhutanese and Pacific Islander police liaison officers to our team, which is very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting another First
Nations. So the more immigrants, then the bigger the job you guys got to fill.
Yeah, pretty much.
Multicultural country, the big island.
Yeah, 100%.
Which is fantastic.
And Cairns is a very multicultural city, as we know. And we get a lot of multicultural visitors
as well.
Yes,
we do. Yeah.
So
good to have that engagement, that communication.
Exactly. So we've done a lot with involved with Chinese New Year just recently. So we've done a lot of liaison with the Chinese tourists for that. We do a lot of we attend a lot of their cultural events, First Nations and multicultural. We're the bridge between the police and the community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whether it's the First Nations community or the multicultural community. So if they've got any issues with the police or can't really communicate with police or police officers, then they can come through us and we can be that bridge. We can be that voice for them liaise with the police or with their issue or challenge that they may have.
Yep. So, beautiful. Yeah. All right, fantastic. So, and when you say acting as an acting sergeant in this role, so who sits in that role and why are you acting, or can that become a full-time job for you?
So I'm relieving for another officer who's away, currently away. So when someone's not in that role, they have someone
come in
that role. So I'm normally based at Port Douglas Station.
Okay.
So, but I've been in this role for coming up 18 months now.
All right.
I love it. And
good.
And if I have the opportunity to step into that role full time, I'd do it.
100%.
Sergeant
sitting in there, got to watch his back.
Yeah, that's right.
He might be back doing him there.
But prior to that, I've worked in Yarrabah, Laura, Bamaga, Yeah, so.
All right, so well engaged with our mob, so yeah, fantastic.
That's right. Good one, good, good. And I've run the Yarra Yarns project too.
So. The, yeah, just chuck that at the table as well. Big shout out, Yarraba, Too Deadly. We've got Adam Yarraba here, acting sergeant, so yeah, gives you a big shout out. Oh, fantastic. Millie, back to you as a TIPSO, they call it. Is that TIPSO? Is that the acronym?
Yeah.
Torres Strait Island Police Liaison Officer. So 1 year, here having third bubba. Have you got vision for what you want to do 2, 3, 5 years down the track? Maybe become a police officer? Is that a possibility?
Yeah, well, that was one of my goals, was to go to the academy.
Okay.
But then I found out that I was pregnant, so I was like,
oh, there you go. That's on hold.
Yeah.
That's on hold.
Put it on hold for now.
Producing more police officers. That's good. That's good. We need more recruitment. Look, that's fantastic. And doing the job there as a police liaison officer on Stephen Island, is it?
Yeah.
On Stephen Island. So do you go to work at other islands like Darnley or Murray Island or TI?
Yeah, I worked on Darnley for about a month.
Okay.
Then from Darnley, I worked on TI for probably like
2 weeks.
So
they move you around, eh? Yeah?
Yeah, well, up there, they have the opportunity to, like, relief at other islands if they want to. Yeah, they just got to put that request through to the CCLO in Thursday Island. But, yeah, even the ones that do have their coxswain license, they can jump on the boat as well and go on patrol
on
the police boat. So, yeah, it's good. Nice up there.
Yeah, you don't go on boats, eh, Steve? No. You haven't got sea legs, eh? You haven't got sea legs, you have seasickness, eh?
Yeah, well, I went on it once and...
Choppy?
It was choppy and, yeah, I couldn't do it.
Well, there you go. And look, the other thing is, talking on a small island, people know people.
Yeah.
So we're talking family connections, yeah, bloodlines.
Yeah.
How do you operate? The respect is there. They look at blue uniform and...
Yeah.
How is it, sister?
Well, I was just explaining to Adam in the car, like, with me, like, when I was working there, I made sure that I built that relationship with everyone in the community. And because Stephen Island is a small island.
That's right.
You see the same face every day.
Mm.
And everything is, like, walking distance. So
it's,
like, only one big roundabout that you're walking in, and then you know everyone.
Well, they sub you when you're not in uniform.
Yeah.
And when they look the uniform, well, they sub you. So same person. So
yeah.
It's about building relationship. We're dealing with people, aren't we?
Yeah, 100%.
Not product, you know. Mm. And there's ways of talking to people, you know.
Yeah.
And not talking at people sort of thing, you know.
Yeah.
Even though you've got the blue uniform on. But it's it's a respect. You're there to protect and serve, are you not?
That's right, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So good for you in that sense, eh?
Yeah, and it was nice, like, building that relationship, because then it makes it easier to do the
job.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly, and the people do respect you.
Yeah, and especially being the bridge between the police officers and the community.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what police liaison officers are there for.
Yeah.
To communicate with our mob.
Yeah, because the closest police are in Thursday Island. So when something, so Millie's like the, you know, she's the first port of call. So if something becomes, you know, a bit bigger than Billy can handle, then police have to come all the way from Thursday Island.
Oh, okay, so there's not a police station at Stephen Island as such. Oh,
no,
so you're the authority as police, as a police liaison officer on the island.
Yeah, so it's this very, very unique situation which you don't have anywhere else in Australia.
Sure.
That you've got police liaison officers who are pretty much the front line people on these islands.
Yes.
And police are... Yeah,
whoa.
Quite a flight, helicopter flight
exactly.
away.
Exactly, exactly. If there's an emergency, well, you're it. You're front line.
Yeah.
You go, sister.
So it's a lot of pressure, you know.
Yeah, it is.
So, but no, they do a fantastic job, and we couldn't do our role if we didn't have those PLAs.
How long has the Queensland QPS, Queensland Police Service, how long police liaison officers been at the table?
Since 1992.
1992, yeah. There so it is.
25 years.
25 years, yep.
Yeah. Mm.
Fantastic. And look, it works.
Yeah, it does.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
So this is forever and a day.
Yeah.
They'll never ever change this, you know?
And they are, we're getting more and more police liaison officers, you know,
signing
every year,
up.
Like they're increasing. Yeah, so you know, wherever the need arises.
And the transition from PLO to a police officer, that would be a good bridge, wouldn't it?
Yeah, 100%. You get a good taste of what the job is before, like try before you buy.
Yeah, try before you buy, sort of thing. Yeah, thank you. On the catwalk, check it out.
Yeah.
There it is. Wear the blue uniform. Yes, this goes with this, goes with that. Yes, I'll take the job. Thank you. Because how long have you been a PLO, Steve?
20 years.
20 years, bro.
Mm.
Man, that's a long time, brother.
A lot of sleeps.
That's like 20 years in jail, bro.
Life
in prison. Beautiful, brother. Now, yeah. Fanta- and you enjoy it, of course, 20
of course,
years.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, how long you got on the cards?
Oh, in our roles, for state police, a lot of officers and female officers have to retire at the 60 mark.
Yeah. I think it have to, is that it?
Yeah.
It's compulsory.
Yeah.
Well, we had Spot back in here.
Yep.
So, yeah, so...
Scott, as a police officer... Bannigan?
Yeah, yep. Spotty. So, but as a police officer, you have to retire at 60. However, you can come back as a special constable.
Yes, that's what he did.
Or a protective services officer or a watch house officer.
Yeah.
Or PLO if you've
with
those
your
connections.
Walking cane.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
That's right.
Dinosaur.
Yeah. And slap everybody in the line. Thank you. That's beautiful. Yeah. Too dear. Well, enjoying the journey. Millie, nice talking with you. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
On Third Bubba coming and on your role as a police liaison officer up there in Stephen Island.
Yes.
And nice to meet you, my sister. Thank Big you. Shout out to all the mob up there, especially Bala Rocky Stevens, who's a councillor.
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm running for councillee in Cairns. But anyway, Adam Frew, good to see you again, brother.
Yeah, you too.
So enjoy doing what you're doing.
Thanks,
and,
mate.
And Stephen Grant, always good to see you.
Yep.
And give my love to Senior Sergeant Len Delight. Tell him I miss him and wish him all the best.
Yep. Before we go, with the QPS, we've got a few agendas, major events coming up this year. We've got the State PLO Conference that's coming up in June.
Is that an annual thing, is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I whispered
first time in Cairns.
Yeah, first time. So I whispered into one of the... executive directors once I was in Brisbane. I said,
bring it to Cairns.
Bring it to Cairns.
Yes, conference is up
so,
here.
Yeah, so he's taken on the thing and we're having that in June. So we're looking around 60 to 80 PLOs across the state.
Yes.
Hopefully the tipsos will come down from the islands to join us.
Yes, yes, yes.
So that'll be here in Cairns for 3 days. And obviously we have the Indigenous Mayors Summit that's coming up in May also. So
in May, they have that in Cairns as well?
As well, yeah. So it's a big
Cairns
event for
us. Fantastic.
So we're already in February, so the year's flying.
Yeah, nearly Christmas, isn't it? Far out. Hey, good to see you all. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, mate.
Take
appreciate
care.
It.
Big shout outs, and we'll yarn soon, eh?
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Trevor.
Cool. Deadly Yarn there with the boys and girls in blue, and that's Which Way Yarning, that segment, which is proudly sponsored by Piconi IGA, Brisbane, Edmonton, and give us a box of fruit here at Bumma Bipra Media. Healthy living, healthy lifestyle message we deliver. Stay tuned, add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. A big shout out to all my mob there on my dad's side, 1 year Gunga leader, and mum's side with me in spirit, Dunley Island Arab. That's why beautiful yarn there with Sister Millie. We've got connection there, and I can borrow money off her, so that's too deadly. So fantastic to be here, you mob. Enjoy the yarns, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what you doing, your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Macaran.
National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
Y'all listen up now. Come and feel the vibe. All night. Wow, Balaraka, go give your ragamuffin. Shut the gates tonight. Once again, come and go tell ya now, yeah. Put up your hands up in the air, yeah. Oh, na na na. Everybody come and listen up, listen up, listen
why
up.
Why is man coming now?
There was a man up on a mountain top, looking at the world that forgot about love. Innocent man trying to stay humble, he gave his only heart to the right hand man. There was a man up on a mountain top, looking at the world that forgot about love. Innocent man trying to stay humble, he gave his only heart to the right hand man. Reality checking, everybody cast a small than palace. Cool down your pace, you know, time for play games in the rat race. Everybody wanna taste, but their own medicine in a later stage.
Yeah, if you know
me, I will ring the alarm. You must give respect and you will be the better man. No matter what obstacle come in front you, there's always a price to pay, you must understand. Should already know by now. You must treat somebody like you wanna be treated. Yeah, we are the warriors of love. Rest of my life I will never back down. Should already know by now. Why? Never too late now. Everybody make mistakes in the wrong time and place. Them afraid. Them afraid and them a get it yet. Yeah. Them afraid and them a get it yet. Yeah. From sun up to sundown. Let's take a walk inside the poor ground. Wake up, oh, everybody.
everybody than police. Let me warn you, lock up yourself inside of your house. Shut up your curtain when I was around. You don't wanna wake up, otherwise Aunt Beth gonna stand up in your room. You go have no clue what I'm gonna happen for you.
I guess I belong you.
Should already know by now. You must treat somebody like you wanna be treated. Yeah, we are the warriors of love. Rest of my life, I will never back down. Should already know by now. Why? Never too late now. Everybody make mistakes in the wrong time and place. Them afraid they're gonna get it yet. Hey, now, them afraid. Them are fresh up and I get it yet. Hey, this can be Baladuga been speak. Me no worry, me no worry, me no worry, me no worry no more. Hey, now ask me right. Yeah, ask me right with my face still
higher.
What fire, what talking, talking, talking. Should already know by now. You must treat somebody like you wanna be treated. Yeah, we are the warriors of love. Rest of my life I will never back down. Should already know by now. Why? Never too late now. Everybody make mistakes in the wrong time and place. We are the warriors of love for now. Hey,
that's not one.
Above the clouds, breathing in serenity. I watch the eagle fly in blissful synchronicity. I feel the wind, the sun, the water, vapor remedy. And I am so high, spread my love across the sky. I walk the mountain face and brought upon my memories. I am the stillness of the valley if I let it be. I see the wonder of this life and feel the purity. And I am so high, spread my love across the sky. I give my soul sweet devotion, and I release my mind, and my heart is always open. And I left the time just to wave inside the ocean, 'cause I'm alright with motion, noticing emotions running wild. Noticing emotions running wild. I listen closely to the sounds that make this frequency. I focus in on what is happening inside of me. I search for answers and the questions that speak truthfully. And I am so high, spread my love across the sky. I amplify the kindness in my heart for all to see. I bring compassion to the center of my energy. I found myself in nature, find that I can feel so free. And I am so high, spread my love across the sky. I give my soul sweet devotion, release my mind, my heart is always open. And I left the time just to wave inside the ocean. I'm alright with motion, noticing emotions running wild. Just noticing emotions running wild. Just noticing emotions running wild. Noticing emotions. This love and frequency. I never felt so free to let it be. I found where I belong, where I can be. Wow. I give my soul sweet devotion, and I release my mind, and my heart is always open. I left the time just to wave inside the ocean. I'm alright with motion, noticing emotions running wild. Just noticing emotions running wild. Noticing emotions running wild. Just noticing emotions running wild.
Yeah, spread my love across the sky. That's Thomas Loth here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yarn Up is yours, truly Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindji Country, BBM Bumper Bit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. So Yarn Up Strong, your mob too deadly. Looking at the news, Australian news here, ABC Indigenous Affairs editor Bridget Brennan is under investigation after controversial comments on Australia Day. The ABC Ombudsman is investigating controversial comments made by Indigenous Affairs editor Bridget Brennan in an Australian Day news report where she declared the viewers the country always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Managing Director David Anderson said on Tuesday the taxpayer-funded broadcaster had received numerous complaints about Brennan's comments, but he stood by her on her on-air remarks that she made to ABC News Breakfast host Michael Rowland in a news segment. Bridget is a journalist, always was, always will be, is a common term that's been used by companies and been used by many people to reflect that we have the oldest living continuous culture in the country, Mr. Anderson told Senator Estimates. It is not a statement of intent, rather it is a statement that is commonly used. I think that when that cross happened to Bridget, that Bridget was reflecting the perspective that she was in encountering while she was there at the Woolgaroo Cemetery at Bugaroo in Sydney. And Senator Holly Hughes quizzed Ms. Anderson about the comments made by Brennan, Dijaja Warong and Yoda Yoda woman, and said that did not reflect the views of all Aboriginal people. It's her view, so I'm trying to understand at what point does the editorial standard of journalism behave kicks in. Senator Hughes says, if they want to be commentators, great. Let's just say commentators, they are not journalists. They are not reporting news. They are reflecting their own opinions. In another cross later in the day, Brennan said that Metropolitan Local Aboriginal Land Council spokesman Nathan Moran, it's been a pretty rough year for our mob, hasn't it? Under the ABC's editorial guidelines, it states that independency must apply in the gathering and presentation of news and information to ensure it is impartial. So there it is, and regarding it always was, always will be. Have you say, maybe you want to talk about that topic, but all is here on your daily program, National Talk Black, that deadly number, 1-800-422-416.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.